Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Are we getting any sound at all? Test 1, 2. Test. Test 1, 2. Test. Test. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. I'm fooling around with the volume control on the record.
What's the date today?
This is Madeline Davis interviewing Phil, January 9th, 1980. Okay, let's go back to those first few questions to kind of recoup some of the things that we talked about on the first tape. And the first question was, you said that early in your gay life, you had a lover who lived with you and your husband. How were you able to maintain, a sexual relationship with both your husband and your lover? And if you were there problems with that?
Well, there has to be some problem.
Sure.
I mean, it's not just, but it seemed to work out all right. I mean, I didn't have the kind of very demanding to start with.
Uh-huh.
And so it sort of worked out.
How did you work it out? Did she get jealous? Your lover?
No. I mean, she came, walked into it like that, and she expected it.
Uh-huh. And she never really complained?
No.
So then how were you able to work it out if she didn't present a problem? What was the problem?
Well, there were days that we had together. You know, uh-huh. Children were in school and he was working. We had our time.
Uh-huh. You were a butch in your relationship, you
mm-hmm.
said.
Definitely.
Did the fact that you were with a husband and having a physical relationship, even though it was pretty minimal at the time, mm-hmm. with a man, affect your role in the relationship at all?
No, I've always been me. I mean, I have not been strictly masculine.
Uh-huh.
You know, more so after I was divorced. But then I was just, you know, I was just me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I dress sporty because that's how I've always been.
Uh-huh.
Even before I knew, you know,
that
I was gay. So it didn't really change me that much.
It didn't do anything to your either image in her eyes or your own self-image
right.
of
That's right.
being the butch in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we also wanted to know was you said that you never had any problems about being gay. You never
no.
felt shame, you never felt guilt.
No.
Did you know any people at this time that ever spoke to you about feeling guilty about it or ashamed
no.
of it?
No, I haven't. I still haven't. I can't think of anybody that... I've talked to some, I can't even remember who, but they've said that they've had guilt feelings about it and that they still did, you know, and that they'd have to work it out themselves because really nobody could help them on that score.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. I mean, I don't know anyone that, flipped out over it, you know?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't necessarily have to be that they flipped out, but just felt uncomfortable or, you know.
I knew one girl that I had intimate relations with, and she's a very straight girl. Never been with anybody before or since, and I think it was just something she wanted to try out, and she really didn't think she should, but she did, and we've become good friends after that, but she never referred to that little affair we had. I mean, she just soon, blacked it right out, and did, in fact.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want to discuss it. We never discussed it, because when I attempted to, she's couldn't remember that. Or, I don't remember you doing that. I don't remember. Which I knew immediately that she just would not although that, you know, that feeling that we had when we had the affair had just petered out to a good friendship, you see. But I think that she would have liked to, but in her circumstances and position in life, she couldn't. Either that or she had a mental block about it, you know. That's about it. But that's about the only one I knew that could have been and wanted, probably wanted to, but didn't.
Yeah. Let's see if we're getting it. One of the things that you said was that in matters of gay life and responses to women and sexuality, that you were pretty much self-taught.
That's right.
And do you recall ever having other women, maybe younger women, come to you and ask your advice on how to act like a lesbian, you know, to whatever those things were that they, you know, might have needed help doing?
No. They might, but I don't remember any incidents. I know I've given advice to a lot of, you know, gay girls, younger than me. But that's all. I mean, I don't remember going into any sexual details.
Well, not necessarily sexuality, but like how to act in public, how to act on a date, anything like that.
We've had discussions about that, about how to act in public. I for one, never wanted to flaunt it to society. Mainly because of my family, and mainly because I knew that society had not accepted it, and still hasn't really. More so now than they did before. But there's been a lot of controversy about that. I mean, I've talked to girls that asked me if I were ashamed of being gay. And that's not the point at all. I was never ashamed. I mean, if I could live in a society where they accept me, then I'd be very happy about that. But because of family and society, you know, I never did want to flaunt it. So I mean, I've had a lot of discussions about that, and some said I couldn't because of my job. I couldn't because of my mother. It would hurt my mother. There's a million reasons why people can't, even though they'd like to.
What did people mean by flaunting?
Like, you know, walking down the street with your arm around your girlfriend, or holding hands, or arm in arm, you know, that sort of thing. Except in a gay bar. I mean, elsewhere.
But in places where gay people congregate, that is acceptable.
Oh, definitely. Well, isn't it?
Sometimes.
All the gay bars I've gone to, I mean, there's been no, there's no one I know that wouldn't lean over and kiss their girlfriend or put their arm around them. I mean,
well, that's funny, because recently there was a big controversy. One of the bars in Buffalo, the owner got real upset.
Yes, you know? I know the bar you're talking about. Well, see, well, then you have to act accordingly. But then there are, I'm sure there are other bars you know that they think nothing of it. I mean, it's, yeah, I know the bar you're talking
about. When you have those discussions, and I guess, first of all, how does a discussion like that start to happen? I mean, just people having dinner together and it comes out?
Yeah, or, you know, a little gathering, and then certain people, you know, just go off to the corner by themselves and discuss things. And and one thing leads to another. I mean, it's, naturally, it's always about gay life and how you feel about it and, you know, and what you do about it and all that.
That's real interesting, that you say naturally it's about gay life. You think that...
Well, that's the only time they can talk about it, among themselves. I mean, they can't discuss it with anybody else, so they have to discuss it with people that are like them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can discuss Vietnam with everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. See, that's... I think it's great. I think that, you know, everybody should be able to talk to somebody about how they really feel. You know, and the problems they have, and, you know, that sort of thing. I think that's great. It's good for a person to be able to talk to somebody.
In the groups that you've been a part of, has there been a person who has acted as the kind of confessor or the advisor in the group?
No.
There's no one person that people might seek out for advice more than others?
Uh-uh. I used to have a friend that I used to, you know, seek out for advice. I mean, I thought she was the greatest, and I thought she was the most intelligent person on earth. And anything she said, even though I didn't follow her advice, always turned out to be the way she said it would be. And we used to have some great talks. And she was well learned on all this stuff, much more so than I. And we had, I mean, that was a real nice time in my life with her. But then she was, she's gone now. Had a bad accident, you know. She's gone.
Did she die? Or?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When did you start being friends with her? Do you remember, like, during what years?
The year I went, the Dubins was gone, and it's quite a long time.
Yeah, that's, I can check my notes. That's about the early 50s, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you were friends with her. When did she have her accident?
About 4 years, 5 years ago.
You were friends with her for 50?
Oh, 30-some years.
Over 25, at least.
Yeah.
Over 20.
I thought it was more than that.
Well, if you said...
I might have the date wrong, in the 50s.
Uh-huh. It may have even been before 1950?
Yeah. Well, not too much before.
Uh-huh.
But we've been friends a long time. It really shook me up. I mean, we've been out of shape.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know, that's also one of the topics that we wanted to talk about in this history is how friendships form and... Can you tell me something about the way you met her?
I met her at the bar. And, you know, there's always somebody you just have a... I don't know, there's some chemistry. And it wasn't a love affair.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a love affair. It was just a mutual friendship. And we just took to each other as far as being friends are concerned. And it's proved itself over the years. You know, she's been there for me every time I've needed her, and I've needed her plenty, you know. We always have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, you know, I've been there for her.
Was she older or younger than you?
I think we were about the same age.
And she was gay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you say she was butch or femme?
She was butch.
She was butch,
uh-huh. Definitely.
And you helped each other during crisis times?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
And you think she was real important to you?
She was very important. She was the most important thing in my life at the time.
Well, at the time seems like a real long time.
Well, all that while. I mean, she was the
for
most important.
For almost 30 years.
In fact, when I start to go with a girl, I mean, I would immediately... set up an appointment with her, you know, set up a date with her and meet her just to get her opinion of the girl I was with and see how...
Did you bring your new lover to meet her?
That's right. That's right. And then I, you know, when we talk, I had to ask her what she thought. And like I said, whatever advice she gave me when I asked for it, she never gave me advice unless I asked for it. I didn't necessarily take it, but I should have. Definitely should have.
Did she come to you the same way? Did her girlfriends have to pass the test of meeting you?
No, because she was more or less a loner. I mean, she had some real bad, you know, affairs, and she was like, she would go out on a date, but she didn't want to get, you know, strictly involved with a person. And I always wanted her in on the groups that I was going with. Whatever we did, I'd want her to be there, and she didn't, because she always felt like, you know, an odd person. So that I thought, well, I have to get her somebody so she could be in our group, you know. So I did. I introduced her to this girl, and they didn't like each other at first, but then it developed into, I think it was 9 years they lived together before she died.
It was the 9 years previous to her death that they were together?
Oh, yeah. And it was really, really funny, because when they were getting along real good, you know, they thanked me, you know, like, great that you introduced us, you know, and then if they had a little spat like that, kiddingly, they would say, you know, why didn't you mind your own business, you know? And it was a big joke, mm-hmm. But she was happy that she had someone of her own, you know. And then she was able to come as a couple, you know, no matter what we did or where we went, which pleased me very much, because I admired her more than I can think of anybody in my life.
What happens now? She's gone 5 years, right?
About 5 years.
And have you been able to find anyone who can...
No, I'll never...
fill that place?
Never be able to replace her. Never. No, she's one of a kind. I can call her up at 3 or 4 in the morning and say, I need to talk. And she'd say, okay, where? And I'd tell her, and she would get up, get dressed, and meet me. You know, it was any time, day or night, you know.
How did your lovers feel about your being close to her?
It didn't interfere, you see. Yeah. It didn't interfere with any relationship I had.
Mm-hmm. So they never expressed jealousy or...?
No, because at the time, I wasn't living with anybody, mm-hmm. you know, I was living with my husband and my children, and, you know, nobody had any, you know, nobody could tell me what I can do or what I couldn't do, mm-hmm. who I could see and who I couldn't see, mm-hmm. and they were all casual affairs, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah. Have you had, over the years, any other friendships that were at all like that? That may have been in shorter duration?
No. No, because I think mostly because I would, you know, compare. You know, that I wanted to, but I would think immediately, well, so-and-so wouldn't have said that, you know. Uh-huh. Or so-and-so, you know, I would constantly compare, which would put a barrier between me giving my all to another friend like that, you know.
What would you do if she didn't approve of a woman you brought around that you wanted to be lovers with?
Well, like I said, you know, I listen, but I never, you know, I didn't necessarily. In fact, it happened. I introduced this one girl I was really crazy about, and I talked to her about it after, and she says, you know, I really wish you wouldn't. She's trouble. She's a lot of trouble. I mean, she had some sort of an insight on things. And I says, what trouble could she cause me? She says, oh, look, you know, you do what you have to do. But I'm telling you, she's trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, man, that was very mild, the word trouble. It was something I wish I could just black out of my life, because it was a lot of trouble. Uh-huh. She was right, as usual.
Yeah.
She was never wrong.
So you didn't, was there ever an incident where she didn't like a woman that you wanted to see and you did follow her advice and you broke it off?
No. No.
You just threw caution to the wind.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's at the time when you think you're in love, uh-huh. you know.
We have a whole sheet of questions here on friendships, you know, and one of them that we wanted to find out is, how do you... what's the difference between friends and lovers besides sex?
What's the difference between friends and lovers besides sex? Well, there is a lot of difference.
But how do you talk about it?
I think you can talk to a friend much more intimately than you could with your lover. I really do. Especially if you're having problems with your lover. To me, a friend is there when you need them to talk or to do something or whatever. On the other hand, a lover is one that you're with, especially if you're living with them. You're living with them and you're intimate and you have sex and you go out and you go to parties and you go to shows or whatever. A friend is, I don't know, to me a friend is there when you need them. And they come in, drop in anytime they feel like it, which I like. You know, I like them to do this. Mm-hmm. I like anyone to. I like an open door to my home. And I like friends. I like a lot of friends. And I do have a lot of friends.
But it seems that there's a difference between the crowd you hang around with and that special friend.
Oh, definitely. Special friend is, like I had, is, I mean, I don't know too many people that have a friend like this. I haven't heard of anybody. They've had intimate friends, like just one, that they really count on in a way. Excuse me. But I don't think there's anyone that had a friendship like this girl. Right? I mean, it was, well, I think I just adored her. I idolized her, I really did. She was so intelligent, she was so right about everything, and she did it in such a way that she never told you what to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But you asked and she talked, and it seemed like any problem I've had, as soon as I talked to her about it, didn't seem that bad, you know. She would just either say one little thing that would just turn the whole thing around. I mean, I just can't explain it. She was special.
You've changed like social groups a few different times over the years, but when that would happen, your friendship with her would not change.
Oh, no. Never. No. In fact, she had gone away for a year or so, but it was still there. I mean, that's the kind of friendship it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kept in contact with letters, postcards and stuff. But, I mean, she could be away 5 years and the feeling would never change. You know?
You never felt that you were physically attracted to her?
Oh, no. No.
That just didn't enter into her?
Oh, no, not at all.
Do you
Although, after she died, it was mentioned to me. And, you know, people could say anything when someone's dead. They can't defend themselves, you know.
What did they say?
Well, that even this girl, well, the one who was telling me, said that she thought I was in love with her. And I says, and I was shocked. I was shocked right out of my mind. I couldn't even imagine that anybody would think that. She says, well, even she did at one point. Now, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if she wanted to make her argument stronger.
Uh-huh.
Or what? But she wasn't here to defend it. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to think that way. I don't want to think that she thought that at any time. Mm-hmm. And I won't. I won't think that. Because I know better.
Mm-hmm. And did this woman say that your friend also felt she might have been in love with you?
No, she didn't say that. Uh-huh. But, That really hurt. I mean, that really hurt because that never entered our minds. Not once. We never talked about it, never thought about it. It was just a close friendship.
Yeah. Do you think that one of the factors that made this a successful friendship was that you were both butches?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I have never been that close to anyone that wasn't, except this one little affair I told you I had. We became good friends after that.
And she was actually straight?
Oh, definitely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you could not have a very close relationship with a femme?
Oh, yes, I could. Yes, I could. I have one of my exes.
Uh-huh.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. Then what is special about the kind of friendship you have? I guess I'm asking, what's the difference between the kind of friendship that you strike up with another butch and the kind of friendship that you have with an ex-lover who
well if is your femme. If I were to define both friendships now, my butch friend, like I said, was very intelligent, and I could just listen to her talk forever because she could talk on any subject and make it so interesting. She can describe a place she's been. And you could just feel like, I did. I felt like I was there. I mean, she had that special gift, you know. And I just loved to hear her talk. And anything she said was like just pearls of wisdom. I mean, they weren't just garbage. It was just, I mean, that's how I felt. And, you know, with your ex-lover, it's, you had things in common from before, you know, especially if you've lived together for a while. But, and you do tell things that you probably wouldn't tell everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. And you would do anything for them. And you know that they would do anything for you. That's there. But this, like this one butch friend of mine, was just extra special.
What about a kind of relationship, a friendship with a femme that you had not been lovers with? Do you see that as possible?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How do you think
if your lover allowed it to?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Which, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
You know?
You think that gets in the way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it wasn't my case.
Yeah. What about other people that you know? You said that you've never really seen a relationship like you had with this butch friend of yours.
No.
What kinds of other friendships have you seen in the community or among acquaintances of yours? Are people often friends with their ex-lovers?
I've seen a lot of it. I never thought I could be. And I used to, you know, just be amazed at seeing, you know, girls have gone together and broken up and then meet each other with their other girlfriends at a place and be friendly. And I thought, gee, I don't think I could ever do that. You know, I would be hurting too much.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I was wrong. It could be, but certain. Depends
certain
how you break up.
Uh-huh.
It definitely depends how you break up.
Yeah.
If you break up stormy and vicious, you know, and you hurt each other, the one hurts you, well, no, you know, you can't be.
Yeah.
But if you break up like this ex-friend of mine, my ex-lover, and I did, you know, and just the friendship stayed.
Now, how does that relationship affect your current
bad
situation?
Very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does it seem then that although you get along with an ex-lover real well, that maybe it's more common that you have difficulties with your,
Well, I do, but on the other hand, my lover is friends with her ex, and I am very friendly with her, and I like her. I like her in our company,
huh.
And I give no stick about it, but it doesn't work.
The other way. Do you have any other ex-lovers that you're friendly with?
Yeah. But they're not, you know, that close. If I see them, I talk and, you know.
But you don't call each other up?
Once in a great while. But we don't socialize, you know.
How does your current lover react to them?
Well,